We are going to continue the hour by talking about an event coming up tomorrow, Wednesday the 31st, to get the word out about a very important cause. Wednesday is International Overdose Awareness Day, and in Chapel Hill, there's going to be an event all day long at Peace and Justice Plaza, co-hosted by UNC and Orange County. Officials are going to be there all day giving out naloxone kits and other life-saving materials, connecting residents to helpful community resources. Speakers are going to be there from 5 to 6 p.m., so if you want to head there at a specific time, that would be the time to go. A number of important speakers, including Orange County Health Director Quintana Stewart, she's going to be there, and Dr. Evan Ashkin, who is the a professor of family medicine at UNC and also the director of North Carolina's formerly incarcerated transition program, FIT for short. Dr. Ashkin joins us here in the studio to talk about it. Thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Aaron.
So tell us, first of all, about the event tomorrow and just the day in general and the importance of it.
Yeah, so we are going to be hosting this event in Chapel Hill and hopefully in many communities around the state to try to increase awareness about the problem of drug overdose and then to be able to give people information about resources available, effective treatments, and also, as you mentioned, hand out these Narcan rescue kits, which can be used by anybody very simply to reverse an overdose and save someone's life who you could encounter on the street or sadly at home or anywhere else.
I know this is a problem that has a stigma attached to it, so people don't talk about it as much as they should. So what should people know? What should people talk about that they don't?
Yeah, so I think, sadly, people don't really understand the gravity and extent of this problem. Actually, drug overdose is the number one cause of death in the U.S. for people under 50 years of age. And I even ask, you know, fourth-year medical students at UNC if they know that, and oftentimes they don't. People think it might be heart disease or cancer, car accident, but it actually, sadly, is drug overdose. And to put some meat on those numbers, in the United States in 2021, the CDC estimates that over 100,000 people in our country died of a drug overdose. And in North Carolina, between the years of 2000 and 2020, we lost 28,000 people to drug overdose. Mm-hmm. And this problem is getting worse. Probably the numbers increased between 2019 and 2020, 40%. We don't have more up-to-date data, but we know that this is continuing to be a huge problem.
And I imagine only exacerbated by the pandemic, right?
Yeah, so there's lots of data, sadly, that have shown that people's mental illness has suffered during the pandemic. Substance use has changed, but also our drug supply has changed dramatically during the pandemic. And there are these very potent synthetic opioids. People have heard of fentanyl. Mm-hmm. Fentanyl is a synthetic form of like heroin or morphine, but it is 50 to 100 times more powerful than morphine. So sadly, even like a grain of rice size amount of fentanyl that's contaminated in drugs someone's using can be a lethal dose. And we now see fentanyl in everything. It is in methamphetamines and cocaine, but it's also in these things called fake pressed pills, which are these fake pills that look maybe like an Adderall that a college student might be purchasing to study for a test, could have a lethal dose of fentanyl in it. Or what are called Xanax bars, where sometimes at a party, someone wants to take Xanax, which is a popular benzodiazepine anti-anxiety drug. They think they're just going to get a little high on that, but it has a lethal dose of fentanyl, and you overdose and die.
Mm. Speaking with Dr. Evan Ashkin again, talking about International Overdose Awareness Day, which is tomorrow, Wednesday the 31st, event all day at Peace and Justice Plaza on East Franklin Street downtown, including speakers from 5 to 6 p.m. And just hearing you talk about all of the different ways that people can either on purpose or unintentionally obtain very dangerous drugs, like that I think is something that I don't know very much about, like just the extent to which people can find themselves in danger from just a variety of different angles and ways.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, the drug supply is completely poisoned at this point.
Mm-hmm.
There is no really safe way to use illicit drugs. And this is part of why we need this awareness day. People need to understand this, and we have effective strategies to combat this. I mean, a lot of this work has been led by our North Carolina Harm Reduction Coalition, been embraced by our Department of Health and Human Services and Injury and Violence Prevention Branch. But, you know, we have fentanyl test strips. So if you choose to use drugs, we have a test strip. So you can check and see if there's fentanyl contaminating the drug that you're about to use. We also have Narcan rescue kits. So if somebody does unintentionally overdose, they can have their life saved, and we need to make those widely available, and it needs to be everywhere, because people think, well, that's just for people who inject heroin or inject fentanyl. Not the case. Mm-hmm. Because of this contamination, we're even seeing it in marijuana products now. Mm-hmm. So really, these Narcan rescue kits, everyone needs to have them. It's like learning CPR to save someone from a heart attack on the street.
That's a good analogy, I think, because yep. people get CPR, right? But they don't yet get things like Narcan and naloxone.
That's right. You know, we have those defibrillators everywhere, and people have been trained. We need to approach this pandemic the same way.
What resources are out there for people who want to help, who want to be ready when necessary?
Yeah, so actually there's a standing order in any pharmacy in this state. You can walk in and request a Narcan rescue kit. Mm-hmm. Also, our Orange County Health Department has done a tremendous job in harm reduction efforts, and you can get rescue kits from our health department as well. You can also reach out to the North Carolina Harm Reduction Coalition. And then if you are someone who suffers from opioid use disorder, that means you are using opioids regularly and you want help, there actually is highly effective treatment now for opioid use disorder. And those are called medications for opioid use disorder.
And people want those fentanyl testing strips. Where do they get those?
Yeah, so you can, the easiest way really is probably reach out again to the Harm Reduction Coalition. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there are treatment programs in our community, like at Freedom House and many of the UNC clinics and other offices, Piedmont Health Services, that offer treatment with this highly effective evidence-based program to help people who want to stop using opioids, actually effectively stop using them without having to go through withdrawal. And the evidence has actually shown that we can reduce overdose deaths by over 60%, which is a staggering number, that we can do something so effective, and yet sadly so few people have access to this treatment, and there's still a lot of stigma, even in the recovery community, about using these medications.
Speaking with Dr. Evan Ashkin, and we were talking before we started, like, and you do another really good analogy of, you know, we can reduce opioid deaths by 60%, and there's still the stigma attached to it. There's nothing like that for other diseases where, you know, we've got this really easy thing that we can do that will reduce deaths by this much. You just do it and you don't even think about it.
That's right, Aaron. You know, I try to talk about cancer a lot because people understand that we need to do everything we can to cure cancer. Mm. Well, more people are dying of opioid overdose under 50 than of cancer. We have a highly effective treatment, but it's stigmatized. And I often bring up, you know, would we tell a cancer patient that, oh, you know, we're not going to give you this treatment because you'll be substituting one drug for another, or you eventually have to taper off your highly effective cancer treatment? We wouldn't do that. We would go ahead and cure half of cancer, and we actually can prevent more than half of deaths from opioid overdose by getting people on these medications for opioid use disorder. But sadly, you know, many treatment programs still are quote-unquote abstinence-based. They do not offer this MOUD that I'm talking about, and actually some of them, even if you're on that treatment, don't allow you to continue it.
People heading to Peace and Justice Plaza on Wednesday, what will they see? Who will they hear from? What will they be able to get?
Yeah, so they'll be able to ask questions to people who will have informed answers about how to obtain services, understand about different drugs, how to safely use drugs if you want to use drugs, and they'll be able to get Narcan rescue kits, and then they'll be able to hear from our health director, Dr. Quintana Stewart. I'll be speaking. There'll be people speaking from our Harm Reduction Coalition partners as well, and hopefully we can, you know, share information and get motivated to do something to prevent this terrible, preventable cause of death in our community.
Speaking again with Dr. Evan Ashkin, professor of family medicine at UNC. The event is going to be all day tomorrow at Peace and Justice Plaza. Speakers from 5 to 6 p.m. specifically, but officials are going to be all there all day, giving out life-saving materials, connecting people to resources and more. So stop by anytime at Peace and Justice Plaza tomorrow. As we start wrapping up this conversation, and what else should folks know that we haven't touched on yet?
I just want to reiterate that, you know, anyone who is using illicit drugs at this point is at risk for death from overdose. And I also want to just bring up the stigma against people who use drugs as a barrier to not providing this life-saving treatment. I've heard from folks, well, I've reversed this person with Narcan so many times, why should I do it again? And I just try to remind them, if that was your kid, if that was your niece or nephew, would you not think that they should be provided the opportunity to live another day, to be able to then hopefully at some point have the opportunity to make different decisions and live a full life? And so I think we owe it to everybody. We owe it to ourselves, to our communities, mothers, sons, husbands, wives, friends, everyone, to do everything we can to keep people alive, to prevent overdose deaths.
Kids as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We're having this conversation, and the whole time we're having it, I'm thinking to a friend of mine who in 2020 died very suddenly, and this could have potentially prevented it.
Yeah, I mean, now that there's these medications, this fentanyl in all drugs, mm-hmm. it will not be long before we sadly probably commonly see this at maybe a middle school or high school party where somebody unknowingly brings drugs that they think are safe and people just get a little bit high off of, but they will have lethal doses of fentanyl and will have, you know, 15-year-olds who have died from an unintentional overdose.
People want more information online. Is there a good place to go?
So I would refer them to the North Carolina Harm Reduction Coalition. I would also refer you to the Health and Human Services Injury and Violence Prevention Branch website. There's a wonderful data dashboard also that the Department of Health and Human Services has about the opioid epidemic.
And again, the event, the International Overdose Awareness Day event, is going to be at Peace and Justice Plaza tomorrow, Wednesday. All day, folks will be there giving out naloxone kits, information about resources, and a whole lot more. Speakers from 5 to 6 p.m., including Dr. Ashkin. So come on out and see him in person there. Dr. Evan Ashkin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.